Tell me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Talia. Talia is in second grade. Talia likes to talk and make people smile and make people laugh. The problem is that sometimes Talia was not using her words so carefully, and she was trying to get laughs out of other people by using words that weren't kind to make people laugh at others. And Talia started doing this a few days in a row, one day after another, and it started becoming a habit in school and at home that Talia's words were not the kind words that we want children and adults and people to use. And one day in school, during lunch, Talia looked at her friend Leora in her class and said, "Leora, that sweater that you're wearing, where did you even get it from? It is UGLY. Ugly." Oh my goodness. Leora's face turned red and even a little white from embarrassment. That day after school, Talia's grandmother said to her, "Talia, you know, summer vacation is coming up. I want to plan a special outing for us. Do you know that about an hour from here, there's a canyon? And I would love for us to go together this summer." And Talia said, "Oh, Safta, it's getting dark much later. Do you think that maybe we could go now, tonight?" And her Safta said, "Well, if we leave right now, we might be able to." And they told Talia's mom where they were going. They hopped in the car. They drove an hour. And they got to a beautiful, beautiful canyon. Now, Talia's Safta had heard Talia talking. She saw this habit developing. And as they entered the beautiful canyon, Talia's grandmother said, "Talia, say something really loud into the canyon. Say something that's really good." Talia said, "Okay." She thought for a minute. She put her hands around her mouth and she said, "You're amazing." And Talia heard, echoed right back at her from the canyon, "You're amazing." Wow, that was powerful. And then Talia Safta said, "Now, say something that's not nice." And Talia said, "Loser!" And the echo from the cannon, the sound came right back at her, "Loser!" Talia Safta said, "What do you think? What do you think about what happened?" Talia said, "Wow, the good words came back to me, and so did the mean words, so did the painful word." And her grandmother said, "Exactly. Words come back to us. Words stay with us. Words are really powerful, and we can turn words into brachot, into blessings, into good things." Talia said, "Safta, let's go back home now. Soon it's going to be dark." And in the car on the way home, Talia said to her Safta, "Safta, I know that I've been using my words, and just like they echoed back in the canon, they echo back to the people, into their hearts. And even today in school, just today, I feel so bad. I told Leora how ugly her sweater was, and I'm sure that my words keep echoing back at her. But if I go talk to her tomorrow, maybe I could fix my mistake. Maybe my apology can echo back. Maybe she can feel better. And Talia was so excited to go to school the next day so that she could apologize to her friend, Leora. And as soon as she saw her in the morning, she said, "The words that I said were so unkind and they probably kept reverberating for you at night. And I'm so, so sorry. And I'm going to try really hard to not use unkind words and to teach others in our class to turn their words into brachot." And in this week's parsha, Parshat Balak, we learn about the power of our words. We learn about words that can be brachot or can be klalot. And even when Bilam wanted to say bad words, wanted to say curses and unkind things, Hashem was in charge and good words came out of his mouth. In our lives every day, we can choose the words that we say. We can choose to turn words into brachot, into positive talk that could build other people up, rather than choosing unkind words that will reverberate for people for many, many years. We want the good words to be echoing for people in their ears and in their hearts. Let's try in these summer days when we're spending lots of time outdoors, lots of time playing with perhaps siblings or friends in bunks in camp, to remember we have the power to turn our words into brachot. Shabbat shalom to all.